How do you keep your faith when it feels like you're the only Seventh-day Adventist or maybe even the only Christian on a public campus? My guest answers that question and more this week. But before we get into the interview, I just want to remind you that I am your host for this podcast. This is Youth Ministry and Mentorship 101, and I am Eric Jean-Baptiste, where we are all in the journey together in how to enlighten, encourage, empower our youth and young adults better by having honest conversations with leaders in the field who are doing just that right now. We're mentoring each other, we're learning from each other, and we're growing together. I just want to also invite you to follow me on Instagram at youth_mentor101. Where you can find the link tree that leads you to the Facebook page, the YouTube, and of course this podcast, which is available wherever you listen to podcasts. Feel free to send a message or some feedback, or check out past episodes. We have some great ones in season one that you should check out. Well, this week I speak with Zakia L. Jarrett, who is the young adult coordinator for Lake Region Conference. She also oversees public campus ministries for Lake Region Conference. And as I have started to volunteer and work with youth and young adults here in this conference, this regional conference, you know, that is part of Lake Union, I thought it would behoove me to reach out to the leaders in this area and learn from them and see what the climate is here. So I learned a lot from Sister Zakia, and I'm sure you will too. So check out this episode right after the ad. All right. Hey, everyone. You are back here listening to Youth Ministry and Mentorship 101. I am here with Zakia. How are you doing this afternoon?
I am doing really well. Thank you so much for having me this afternoon.
Yes, I'm very excited to have you on the podcast and to get your insight and a little bit about you, about your story. So let's actually start off with that. Could you give us a short bio about who you are and what led you to where you are now in ministry?
Sure. So, to start, I'm a wife, I'm a mom. I love serving in ministry. I grew up in Lake Region Conference here in Chicago, South Suburbs, and as far back as I can remember, I've just always loved being at church, working in the church. I love to sing, garden, do lots of things. And so, you know, I find myself here after coming along, you know, my own young adult journey. I find myself here working with young adults. Basically just out of a call, right? From God and also from Pastor North, Jason North, who a few years ago took on the task of actually making sure that Lake Region Conference had representation in young adult ministry, but also public campus ministry. And so I just find myself here a few years later. That's my story.
Wow. Well, the reason I say wow is because you mentioned Pastor North, and what I've noticed when talking to people who are from Lake Region is how he really empowered a lot of leaders. Yes. And could you speak a little bit on that? How did he approach you to start, you know, leading out in this ministry? Was it already situated in Lake Region? How did he empower you to lead out?
Yeah, so to my knowledge, it was not already situated in Lake Region. Actually, we were one of a small group of conferences that did not have a coordinator for young adults in place at the time or for a public campus ministry. So it was super important for him. It was a priority. And I say the Lord led me to it because now, this was like 2016, and I remember him putting out a almost kind of a job description, right, about it, And so I just pinged him and said, hey, let's talk about this. Can you tell me a little bit more about it? I was really interested in young adults, but also public campus ministry, because I have previous work experience working on like college and university campuses. And so I said, hey, like, I really feel like I could be of help. Like, just let me know how I can, you know, serve. I know this is new. I don't know how it's going to come together, right? And believe it or not, for an entire year after that conversation, it did not come together because I guess it just wasn't right, the right time. It's not the time the Lord said. But exactly a year later, we came together and I started in the coordinator position, like, and right off the bat, he empowered me. He gave me autonomy. It was like, I trust you, Z. And, you know, I just kind of ran with it. Again, with this being so totally new to me, right? I didn't have all the answers or anything, but I was willing to learn from the people that I was now meeting in public campus ministry. I definitely was willing to listen to my young adults because, again, I have traveled a path that they are now traveling. And so I get it. And I just want to hear from them and be able to support them. And so, but yeah, he definitely did exactly that. Always 100% supported us. 100%. Yeah.
Great to hear. Great to hear. I love that story. And another thing that you've been mentioning quite a bit, which I'm very curious to learn from you, is not only your love for young adult ministry, but you keep referring to your love of public campus ministries. And I do notice that this is one of the ministries that usually is not spoken a lot about. Could you, like, just, you know, give us some insight on what it is, public Sure. campus ministry, and what you actually do in that field?
Sure. So again, Pastor North threw me right in there. So right away, I was able to start attending events where I was put in touch with other public campus ministry coordinators, right? So within Lake Union, just all very great people, super knowledgeable about what was going on. And the idea, though, is basically to collaborate with students who are on public campus ministry who may be Adventist Christians, and they find themselves, right, this is probably gonna be a very familiar scenario to some people that are listening, but you go away to school, you may not always go away to an Adventist college, right? You're on a public campus and you find yourself being the only Adventist, or you don't know if any other Adventists are there. And so we basically collaborate with them and empower them to become missionaries on their public campus. And a lot of them end up having small group Bible studies or something like that for a while, which may attract Adventists, non-Adventists, right? But what ultimately is the goal is for the leader of that group to then go to the college or the university and file the paperwork so that they can actually become an official club on campus, right? And out of that can grow many different things. You know, some of them keep it at community small Bible services. Others do community service. Friendships, of course, relationship has grown out of it. And so at the most basic level, that's what public campus ministry is.
Yeah, I think one of the big debates about public campus ministries is the Seventh-day Adventist Church really has a lot of energy, focus, and funding in our institution of education. So when you go to our Adventist schools, there's a lot of resources and support there, chaplains, activities, programs. But then when you go to a public campus, most likely for financial reasons and, you know, other logistical reasons, you find yourself kind of by yourself as a Seventh-day Adventist. So it's really interesting when there's that club or community there, because I think this is what, you know, a lot of people in public campus ministries or even in public universities have been talking about, how, you know, I remember going to UMass Amherst and
and realizing that this is a different world, you know, not everybody is, you know, keeping the Sabbath. In fact, when Sabbath begins for them, it's, you know, it's time to party and have this. So you're like, oh no, I'm in a different environment. So it's good to have that kind of group that you can go to. So, yeah, so that this is the undertaking you find yourself having passion about. Could you let us know why you had that passion? You said you worked in university in some capacity. Are you willing to tell us that?
Sure. So previous life, previous work experience, for about 15 years, I worked for a company where and did basically like account management, right? Where I was on college and university campuses every month, like all over the United States, right? And sometimes I was having conversations with faculty or staff, sometimes with students, sometimes even with parents, just depending on the scenario. And so again, it was just an opportunity for me to use expertise from that area, right? Knowing how to navigate a campus, which for some can be difficult, student or otherwise. And so again, just being able to navigate a campus and bring that expertise, and you know, that's what I offered. And again, you know, once I started to meet the other public campus ministry coordinators, we were able to talk about, you know, how they started and what they're now doing in their areas and different things like that. Northwestern University here in Chicago and University of Chicago have ongoing, current and ongoing public campus ministries on their campus. So they were Northwestern actually was our first campus. And so the difficult part of it is, right, I'm the coordinator for the Lake Region Conference, and there's one of me, right? And so the hard part is finding someone who will agree to lead out, right, and stick to it, and be dedicated and committed to whatever that's going to mean for that group. Because obviously the other reason that these students are at school is to matriculate through college, right? So eventually they graduate or they become grad students or whatever. And so, you know, schedules become difficult. I mean, we're talking med students in some cases, right? Wow. And so, yeah, schedules become difficult and all that. But God has just been with these students through every, I mean, they've wanted to do it, wanted to plant a seed, and he's done the rest. And so now, fast forward to 2019 through 2020, Pastor Abraham Henry, our conference's new youth director, just continues to empower young adults in that area. And so we're working on more of a collegiate side, also to public campus ministry, just to help, again, serve and connect and stay in relationship with our students from our churches when they go off to public campuses. My daughter went off to a public campus. She went to Western Illinois University. There were two Adventist churches out her way. One was a home church with about four members. Someone would have had to come and get her and then drive her the 40 minutes back to the home church. And I think the second church was like an hour and a half away. Yeah. So not only was she like in the boonies, right, at school, away at school, she literally just found herself, you know, like you say, in that world where you're like, okay. And I remember at orientation, or something that we went to, we were able to go to all of these different booths and meet with committees and everything. And there was the head of, like, you know, religious, you know, whatever, right? And he introduced us to this list of all the different faith and religious organizations that were represented on campus. And Seventh-day Adventist was on this piece of paper, but there was really no way that the school had developed to connect these students from all, you know, these different faith backgrounds. So I just say that to say it's been my own daughter's experience even. So it's super important to me, super important.
So looking into this, I have a few questions. What is, you know, you work with Lake Region Conference, which is the regional conference, mm-hmm. but there's also the state conference that is also in that area. Do you guys work together in helping out with those colleges in that area, or do you delegate, you one takes one college, the other one take helps out the other? How does it work?
So in general, the way that my role has developed is that I am able to, you know, travel, which is a blessing and everything. And so we're serving all of the states that are in our conference, but there does have to be some dedicated person, right, that is like physically there, again, to just kind of undertake, you know, whatever we have going on. And that's in youth ministry or public campus ministry. It's been a little bit easier as far as young adult ministry, youth and young adult ministry goes, because when I became the coordinator and I started reaching out to young adults and saying, hey, Pastor North is saying, you know, like get together and have some conversations and, you know, like plan some stuff and give some feedback, right? Everybody was super excited. One, because again, it was him empowering us. And two, I think they had waited for so long to have a voice. And so I always say, right, I am not the voice, right? I'm just representative of my people. I say that all the time, right? And Doc Abe and everybody knows. I say, I'm just passing along the message, right? And so it was a little bit easier in the different states to have young adults to raise their hand and say, yep, I'll lead out. Like they had just been waiting on someone to give them a chance, right? And so in all of our areas, we have representation. And I think I want to say we started this officially in 2016. So at this point, there's just tons of churches that have either actual coordinators or just young adult leaders. They have been able to separate themselves from the youth, if you understand what I'm saying. And that's been a super important point that Pastor North has helped me get across to basically the rest of the church, right? A young adult can be so many different things, right? A young adult can be a college student. A young adult can be a married person with children, right? And so very often I had to say, like, Pastor North, you have to help me communicate. Like, some of these people have mortgages just like us, right? You know, yes. They're young adults, but right. And so they have been able to separate themselves from the kids, right? Like, no offense, but they're not children's ministry, definitely, right? They're not youth ministry, right? They're this whole separate kind of entity. And they just have longed to have a voice. They've longed to have a space. And so it's just been a lot easier to get them to raise their hands on the young adult side, right? Again, the dynamic is constantly changing with students, as you can imagine, on campus, right? You might not even go to the same school next year. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, we're working at it, but we try to stay representative in our entire conference.
Okay. So, yeah, so you're basically saying that you have been blessed to, you know, visit not just where you're at, but the whole Lake region, which is a very large area of five states, if I'm not mistaken, you know, Wisconsin, Michigan, Illinois, Indiana, and we even have a church in Minnesota. So
that's right. Don't forget about them. So and you know what? All I did was follow the example of those who came before me. So that's what I saw Pastor North and his family doing, right? That's what I saw him and his wife doing as leaders. And so I would show up at, you know, as many federations as I could. You know, I put my own kids in the car and drive and go to, you know, and be, that's kind of the other thing in this role. I'm working with federation officers, AY leaders, adventurer, pathfinder, right? And so it really just is great. It really just is great. And what I like is being able to continually, like, help young adults in that space connect and network, right? Because generally what they're looking for, again, is a space, right, to do what young adults want to do, whether that's in worship or whether that's in community. And so basically being able to link them together, right, or bring them together at something, which we did with our Momentum, our first young adult retreat a few years ago. Being able to do that, though, and then they go away, but they still are linked, and they, again, friendships developed, relationships developed, almost kind of what happens when you go away to college, right? How you sometimes have some lifelong friends, you know, after those experiences. And so that's really, you know, because a lot of people say, like, well, what exactly do you do? And I'm like, well, you know, a little bit of this, a little bit of that. But really, what Pastor North and Pastor Abe have helped me to do is just kind of tailor the role into being a person that, again, is helping young adults collaborate and figure out how to make their own space. And I say it all the time. If I go and they ask me to speak somewhere, I get right up in front of them and I say, if your church is not making space for you, you need to make your own space, right? Mm. Don't leave the church or, you know, leave God. Don't get, you know, try not to get so frustrated at the in the wrong areas or at the wrong thing. You know, make your space. And if your space is at someone's house on Saturdays, right? or Friday nights, or, you know, whatever it is, I just challenge them to do that. You know, I'll say this last, and then I'll let you get to your next question. What has always been funny, again, I've grown up Adventist, about, again, our church and just the way that I've perceived things growing up as a youth and a young adult, is that we talk a lot about tradition and not following man's tradition and not being traditional, and right, there's always this constant, like, right? But I think that most young adults would probably agree with me that's exactly where they bump heads in the church when they're struggling to find themselves in their space, right? It's because our churches don't want to let go of the tradition, right? Everything mm-hmm. is about how it's always been done, and it's always been on this date, and always been this place, and always been this leader and these people, right? And so we struggle with that, right? And so I tell them, hey, this is traditionally what your church do and or does, and that's not a space for you. They're not creating a space specifically for young adults. You have to create your own space. You know, go forth and, you know, do it. And so that's kind of what they've been doing. You'll see that at, I'm just going to name a couple churches and give some shout outs. Bethlehem, Chicago here, Morgan Park, Seventh-day Adventist Church here, Hyde Park Church. Like, there's lots of churches now that have these dynamic young adult ministries, are basically what they are. And I think it's because, starting with Pastor North and now Doc Abe, you know, they've just been, again, given this voice and challenge to make their own space.
Wow.
So, yeah.
I actually know some leaders from Bethlehem, Chicago.
Yeah.
So, and I know the kind of culture that's there, and they're one of the kind of cultures that are not liking when they're not given an opportunity, because I liken what you have said to the Thanksgiving dinner, where mm-hmm. where you have a kiddie table and you have an adult table, and young adults are not to eat at the kiddie table any longer. And that's children's ministry and youth ministry. All right. Yeah. Young adults are adults. We just know them that they're younger than the other adults. So they want to experience what the adults are doing. They don't want to eat with a sippy cup and a plastic straw. No, they want the adult silverware. They want to have the adult portion meal. So, you know, put them at the adult table. Maybe they might be a little messy because this is their first or second time there, but let them eat there, because now's the time. So that's what I feel like with young adult ministry. They are, as millennials call it adulting, where yeah. they felt like they were always going to be kids, but now they're doing the things that their parents did and they want to learn from them. So, you know, that's what young adults is all about. Here's my question for you, Zakiya. We're talking about young adults and we're talking about, you know, young adults that, you know, go to college or grad school and things like that. One thing I've learned listening to young people on this podcast is many of them will go to a public campus a public campus, and all of a sudden the church stops contacting them. And I could tell by your reaction that this is something that you've noticed as well. What would you tell a church that is not too far away from a church, a university, in how they can help a public campus ministry? And also, what would you tell a church that has members that go away to college? What should they do to continue that contact?
Well, that's an excellent question, because that's part of the collegiate project that Dr. Abe is working on, along with the youth ministry and young adults. And so what I would say to a church who is fairly close to a public campus is, you know, connect there with whoever is over kind of like public campus, like affairs or club ministries, like that sort of thing there. There may be the opportunity to make flyers for events that are going on at their church where they can, you know, just get the word out, right? To youth that might be, Adventist youth that might be on that campus. And so they at least know what's going on around them. As far as, you know, what churches can do, which, you know, again, you know, no fingers pointed, right? Again, I don't have all the answers. The churches may not know what to do. And so I believe that's why this is, again, super important to Doc A to be able to put something together, and myself too. So we've talked about putting something together basically that we can hand the church, right? And say, hey, when your students are going off to college, first of all, make sure you know where they're going, right? And get their information, right? Because it's one thing to have the whole big celebration and everything, and then they go off in the fall, but you need to have an address to their dorm, right? Just like a parent, right? Because, you know, depending on what's going on, we might have to rat out, right? The church should be in the same position, right? If you need to mail them something, you know, if you need to, you want to be able to call them, right? And so we've kind of just talked about like care packages, those sort of things, you know, sending things at finals times, you know what I'm saying? Those times, and again, my daughter's now graduated from college, but I think about over her time there, all of the different scenarios that she, or experiences she was having on campus, what she was going through and how she felt. Now she was about 3.5 hours away, so she could jump on Amtrak and we pick her up at the train station in a day. But she would get particularly lonely in between like your fall break and Thanksgiving, right? It's kind of a lull. And it's like, if they're not hearing from, you know, they're used to going to church every Sabbath and they're used to community involvement and, you know, and now they're in, you know, Macomb, Illinois, right? So, you know, again, just being able to call them, send them postcards, text message them, you know, again, I challenge the church to learn the love language of your young adults, all right? There's books out there for all of this stuff, right? Learn the love language of your young adults, so that you can communicate with them and get some feedback back. So yeah, those are just a few things, but yep, he's working on something so that we'll be able to just hand that off to a church and they can feel better about supporting their youth. Not just, you know, again, having the celebration to send them off, but, you know, once they do go off to school and everything, you can just kind of keep up with them. So.
Awesome. Yes. Yes. I love that you said that. It's the answer that I'm feeling that people are wanting to hear, especially our young adults that are in college. They just want to feel like, you know, they're not forgotten. They want to feel like, okay, it's not like I'm on another planet or something. Like they still are contacted, you know, and they're not asking to be, you know, hovered or anything like that. They want that freedom, but they want, you know, once in a while, that call, that care package, you know, because here's the thing I don't like to see, and I've heard some young adults say it, and they don't like to see it either, is they go away for college and then they graduate, and now the church contacts them and says, when are you coming back? So, you know, it's like, no, you didn't care about me while I was in school. I could have used your prayers while I was doing exams and stuff. Yeah. And now I'm graduated. Now you're expecting me. It's not going to happen. So I encourage churches to continue that relationship as you do with any relationship. I mean, you're not going to, you know, have a boyfriend or a girlfriend and then they go off to college and then you never contact and expect them to still be right. That doesn't happen. So don't do that to our young adults as well. Contact them, care package, let them know you care. If you're not too far, I know, you know, a pastor might, is that something that you think would be a wise thing for a pastor to, you know, visit one of those public campus?
Absolutely. I think there's been a couple instances. I know, not that I'm a pastor, but I know there's been a couple instances where I was invited here to like events that Northwestern was having. And again, it was just kind of to meet the rest of the students, see what the dynamic kind of was right on campus. And then I want to say there's a church, Epic, Seventh-day Adventist Church, which is another very unique style of Adventist church here in the city of Chicago. I believe a lot of those students, and probably because it's in close proximity as well, were introduced to that church, right? And so you have this mix of people coming from the church now supporting the public campus ministry, and the students on their own saying, wow, like that's a super cool church. Like, right, I wanna know more about that church. So definitely there's again, collaboration, but there's the need for that, and there's the opportunity for that. So, and you know, it's funny that you mentioned too, going back to your picture, I got a visual, right, of the kids table and the adult table. And it's kind of like, you know, if I'm a kid, when do I learn how to cut my meat, right? When can I not eat with plasticware? Right? So there's like this in-between phase where, you know, young adults are, or teens, you know, young adults are maturing, right? They're moving in, they're transitioning, moving into whatever the next phase is. And when they say they, you know, they want their own space, I don't think, and I want to say this the right way, it's not that they don't want older people, right, or older adults in their space, right? It's just that there has never been a space just for them, right? We know there's been a space for children's ministry, right? If you are between the ages of, right, every event we have, every federation, every, right, they call those ages out. There's just never been a space just for them. And so they want to be mentored. They want to be called. They want to be texted. They want to, right? But they want to be respected, right? Again, you know, these are adults, right? They want their opinions to be expected. They want to be heard, right? You know, to the churches, yes, keep in contact with them so that possibly they return to your church congregation. But when they return to your church congregation, let them work in the church, right? Because that's something that they talk about all the time. The fact that they go away to school, right? They graduate. Now they got their papers, right? And they come back and there's still really no space for them. You know, when it's time for vacation Bible school, the teachers aren't asked to help with vacation Bible school. You know, the social workers aren't asked to help with, you know, or whatever the community event is going on, right? Because they're still looked at as the youth or the kids of the church, and they're not. They're grown folk, and so they're smart, and they're talented and skilled and they want to help. You probably know this, right? Just on their list up there, right? They want to be in genuine relationship with people at their church, right? They want to be mentored. They want to do community service and outreach, right? Again, a little bit less traditional, but basically they want to be out there in them streets, right? And they're not scared, okay? and so they want to be out there being the church and doing the work, right? So that, and they want to be, you know, in that close connection, close relationship with folks. And then they want to, you know, I talk a lot about with young adults about learning to do life together, which is something that I, as a young adult, was taught at a church that I now belong to, right? So now, not just attending Sabbath services every week, or even volunteering for the things that we volunteer for and we all show up together, but actually, learning to do life together so that in between time when things are hard or when you need something, right? You're not like, man, I don't have nobody to call. Like, you can't call nobody from your church? What? You see, you know, like, yeah. Ridiculous. And so, that's all that they're looking for. And to me, it just sounds so simple. And so, but again, it goes back to, you know, breaking tradition, breaking down barriers, helping the older generation understand, right? They're not trying to take over, push you out of your, like, this is not about that. This is so far from, right? They just need a space to be them. They just need a space to be them. And I'm so grateful that I get to just experience that with them, and that there's so much going on now. Whereas at first, there barely was anything going on for me because I was a young adult. So.
Yeah, it's, even for myself, I find that I get that conversation like, oh, is this person trying to take my job or something like that? And I'm like, and absolutely not. I'm just trying to, I want them to feel flattered. I want them to know that I am trying to learn from you because you are somebody I want to learn from. You, somebody who does their job well. So I want to work with you. I want to learn from you. And I think that's what a lot of young adults are after with our seasoned adults. That's the term I like to use. You know, that's a nice, nice, mild saying, so you're not, you know, it's just, you know, you're a little seasoned, you know.
Not offensive, right?
Yeah, you know, when you cook and you have you got the food that isn't seasoned, it's still delicious, but if you had a little seasoning on it, you know, a little sit on the, you know, it'll taste even better. So seasoning.
Yeah.
Zakiya, this was an awesome conversation. I can tell that Lake Region Conference is blessed to have you leading out in these ministries.
Thanks.
And it's, you know, this area is a big area, and a lot of youth and young adults are wanting to be empowered and given the opportunity to be leaders and also to, you know, go forward with where the Holy Spirit is leading us. And I think it's an exciting time, and it's great to talk with leaders like yourself about it, you know, especially now that we're in COVID-19 and the extreme racial tension that is happening now in the United States. These are some stressful, anxiety-filled times, but it's also exciting because it's like, man, if the young people can pull out of it, man, that then we can definitely say it's by the Holy Spirit. So that's exciting.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, I'm telling you, the young adults have been on fire, like just the last few years. You know, we started having our own church service each year at camp meeting, right? Again, can we just have our own space, please? Can y'all not put us in the youth pavilion with the, right? Yeah. Pastor North said, absolutely, like no problem, right? We'd had our first young adult retreat, and we were planning one for this year. It's been postponed, not canceled, postponed. But just all the tremendous again, community service ideas where people, you know, they come together at an event, at the retreat, or at a concert, or helping with something, and they meet each other, and then they're just able to continue to connect and network, and like, it's just awesome. So, you know, I've seen them on fire, and even with COVID, it hasn't like dampened their spirits at all. They're just continuing to serve wherever they are. And so I'm just praying for them all the time, and looking forward to whatever God has next. So
awesome. Well, yeah. Zakiya, it was a pleasure to talk to you for the podcast. And like I usually do on this podcast, I give it to the guests to give some words of encouragement. So I would like for you to give some words of encouragement to that young Seventh-day Adventist student that is now on a public campus and is maybe not getting a phone call from their pastor or their church checking in on them. We pray that their parents are. But, you know, they're kind of feeling a little discouraged because, you know, Sabbath is coming and they're getting invited to parties instead of church. So what words of encouragement would you have for a student like that?
Yeah. So I'm going to tell them the same things that I would tell my daughter, right? You know, continue to stay in prayer, right? Especially when you struggle. If you just got to call out on the name of Jesus, or say a quick word of prayer for strength in your head, right? Because you're being confronted with a situation. First of all, so stay in prayer. But also ask God to give you the courage to be open to being a witness for him all the time, right? Again, we have this picture in our minds of what church is, right? In a building, and there are leaders, and there are non-leaders, and right, like, get rid of all of that, right? And be open to, pray about being open to being a witness, because sometimes it might just have to be you and one other person, right? And even though you're looking to be encouraged, you might have to encourage somebody else, but I guarantee you that what will come from that will be good, and it will be for you, because that's how God works, right? And so, you know, often we go to serve, and you know, here we are serving somebody else, and we get something beautiful out of it, right? And so, you know, stay open to just being a witness of one, right, to somebody else for the Lord. And then lastly, what I would say is, you know, I know what we want to happen, right? Everybody wants to feel wanted and needed and missed, right? Yes. And Pastor Abe and I are going to do our best to work with your church, right? But at the same time, try not to hold it, you know, hold them to it, right? And do your best when you can, when you have it in you, to reach out as well, right? Because remember, you were a young adult and you left your church. There's somebody right behind you, right? There may be a teenager who used to look up to you, who is missing you, you know, right now, because you're going away to school, right? So just try not to, like, you know, charge the church, you know, with, hold the church to that. It's, you know, we're going to work on helping that to get better. But, you know, be open to those things. Stay in prayer. Be open to being a witness of one, and be opening to reaching out yourself, right? And remember those who are right behind you, who could go through something similar, right? And so, just like you need somebody to be there for you, be willing to be there for somebody else, right? And I know that's hard to do when you're discouraged, but that's why we have to ask God for strength.